Hello, I'm John Paul Davis. This is The Uncomputable, a weekly podcast in which I read my poetry. Thank you for listening. Share location. A street can darken quickly in the hush between heartbeats. Monster originates from a Latin word meaning omen or warning. Some say there are human beings under the hoodies and masks. My wife calls me to let me know she remains not pulled into any unmarked vans. I look around and so many people look like me, she says. Safety is a necessary illusion, else nothing would ever get done. Perhaps they wear masks to hide the black holes they have instead of normal mouths. Perhaps their hearts are made of teeth. Righteousness is a hell of a drug. To become a citizen, my wife had to learn more about the territory of the country where I was born than I did to graduate university. When I read about the latest snatching, I become so angry I forget to eat. When she's not home, I check the candy-colored map on my smartphone that shows her photo inside a pulsing blue dot at her current coordinates, which is a kind of prayer. Habeas corpus is Latin, meaning you should have the body. I read about another abduction, this time an entire family. I check the map for my wife's dot. It throbs like an alarm while the wind keeps sounding like a hound sniffing and snarling. She had to take an oath while I did not. She pledged to take up arms to defend this land of darkening streets haunted by thugs with badges who won't care about the passport she now carries everywhere like she's a tourist in her own country. Now her blue dot isn't there. The clown-colored map reads, last known location. 29 minutes ago, I tell myself she must be on the subway or in an old building. Naturalization comes from the Latin natura, meaning birth. She renounced the place where she was born, where her mother lives. No one asked anything of me. All I had to do was slide out from my mother and scream. You have been listening to The Uncomputable, a weekly podcast in which I read my poetry. I'm John Paul Davis. You can find out more about me at www.johnpauldavis.org.